Barcelona, Spain is one of the most visited cities in the world, and there are plenty of draws: the beach, the food, the art. They lured more than 30 million people last year to a city with fewer than 2 million residents. That has some locals wishing the tourists, at least some of them, would just go home. Lauren Freyer reports.
It's a mild, sunny day in Barcelona, and tourists are strolling down the city's famous pedestrian thoroughfare, La Rambla.
Barcelona is beautiful. I like the weather.
For laid back and easy going people, and it's pretty good money-wise as well.
It's been fab. We had a really good time and just having a walk.
That's Phoebe Sun from China, Arnold Josu from Australia, and Leah Palmer from England. But on this same street a few weeks ago, the atmosphere was very different. As locals occupied La Rambla to protest the volume of tourists here. Such rallies began 3 summers ago after Italian tourists on a bachelor's weekend were photographed gallivanting around a grocery store, stark naked. That incident became a symbol of tourists gone wild in Barcelona and prompted Martí Cussó to join a neighborhood protest group.
All these buildings you see here, this one, for example, but also this one and all these ones, were homes just 10 years ago, okay? Now this building there is an hotel.
He takes me around the city's Gothic quarter, where he, his father, and his grandfather were all born. The local tailor and dry cleaner have closed, converted into a 24-hour mini-mart and souvenir shop.
This means that all the community that was living here has been broken, completely broken.
At his local market, the centuries-old La Boqueria, most people are not buying vegetables. They crowd the passageways, taking photos, and nobody can do any shopping, says Rosy Gallo, who sold fruit here for 20 years. In that time, restaurant and hotel chains have gobbled up mom-and-pop businesses. There may now be more Airbnb rentals here than leases for full-time residents, says Deputy Mayor Janet Sands.
We understand that other people can love our city, but we want the city to be a city to live. This is our challenge, to protect our city.
Protect it from turning into a theme park, she says. In January, City Hall banned any new hotel beds in the historic quarter and slapped fines on unlicensed rental apartments. Airbnb has agreed to limit the number of properties any single homeowner can rent out there.
We agree with them on the need to crack down on unwelcome commercial operators.
Patrick Robinson is an Airbnb spokesman.
But the city also needs to come to terms with the fact that Barcelona residents are using space in their home to generate much needed income at a time of economic stress.
In a recent survey by City Hall, Barcelona residents said their number one concern is still unemployment. But number two, they said, is too many tourists. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Barcelona.
Sunday on Weekend Edition, NPR interviews a leading Kremlin critic a month after a second dramatic attempt on his life.
What other reason can there be? For no apparent reason, out of nowhere, all of the major organs shutting down within a few hours.
Vladimir Karamurza tells NPR who he thinks is responsible.
Given the sophisticated type of poison that they apparently used, I think it's people who either have been or are currently connected with the Russian special services.
A riveting interview Sunday morning on Weekend Edition from NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. The price of cocoa has collapsed on international markets. That's devastated hundreds of thousands of small farmers in West Africa, which produces most of the world's cocoa. Alex Duvall Smith reports from San Pedro in Ivory Coast, the world's biggest cocoa exporter.
On her tiny homestead just off the main road, 35-year-old Janine Alini grates a cassava root into a large tub. It's the only thing she's feeding her 3 kids at the moment. Her husband, George Kwame Kofi, still hasn't been paid for the cocoa he harvested back in October on his 12 acres.
There's no fish. There's nothing. Not even chicken. See, we can't even raise chickens. How are we going to eat? It's hard.
Cocoa was brought to Ivory Coast by its French colonizers, By now, George tells me, it's been the case for several generations that everyone in these communities relies on the crop.
We use the coca money for everything, the fields, the family, the children's school fees. Sometimes the teacher sends them home. He says, go, tell your parents to send money. I'm scared for the future of my children.
Thanks to good weather, there have been bumper harvests in recent years. But now the world price is at its lowest since 2008. International buyers, mindful of their profits, are backing out of their contracts. George and his family are directly feeling the impact of what's been going on the faraway New York Stock Exchange. There's a musty smell of fermenting cocoa running down this row of trucks outside the Cargill plant at San Pedro. I've counted about 150 30-ton trucks lined up. It's all about unloading your cocoa as soon as possible before it rots while it still has a value. Farmers were promised a high crop price this year, $1.80 per kilo. Now many are forced to sell their cocoa for less to feed their families. Others are holding out for the promised price, risking that their beans will rot. They're building up debt, and so is the nation. Economist Yusuf Karius.
This is really, really serious if it remains. Around 30% of the debt of the country is in dollar. If the crisis remains like this, it will impact the financial capacity in dollar of Ivory Coast to honor that service of debt. That could be really, really difficult.
Back at the farm with George Kwame Coffee, he takes me on a walk to see the cocoa trees. We wade through layers of dry brown leaves. First time I'm seeing the inside of a cocoa pod. It's yellow on the outside, it seems to have white flesh. It conceals the cocoa beans.
Ah oui, c'est bon.
Très bon.
Like a sweet fruit. Est-ce qu'on trouve chocolat?
Le chocolat, ça, il faut aller au supermarché.
Chocolate can be bought in the supermarket in the nearest town, but actually, it's too expensive.
Ici, là, les champs, là, les insecticides ont déjà pris la grande.
George says the plantation is in bad shape. He urgently needs some cash to spray chemicals against insects and mold to save his trees for next season. Farmers like him are desperate. They simply don't know what's coming next. For NDR News, I'm Alex Duval-Smith in San Pedro, Ivory Coast.